James Michael and Company.
Hi, it's Sarah. How are you? Good.
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing? Good.
Is Tonda or Jamie available?
I think so. Hold on just a
Okay.
minute. All right.
My feet definitely grew half a size during my pregnancy because my hands are too tight.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you, Sarah?
Good. Did the appointment go okay?
Oh, well, hang on. Let me have a brain wave for just a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Monday was that appointment.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting us off again, except she did see us.
Okay.
Okay. So she said one biopsy, like one side of it, left or right, I can't remember off my head.
Mm-hmm.
One side was benign.
Okay.
She said the other side was inconclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Inconclusive because they didn't get a good tissue sample.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said it could be for a number of reasons. It's not completely unusual, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah. She said, so, you know, I can't tell you 100% the other one's going to be benign as well, nodule. She said, but, you know, possibly it is, you know,
yeah.
like the percentage of it being cancer is so
yeah.
low for most
yeah.
people.
Okay.
So anyway, then she said, you're not like to the full-blown thyroid overactive status, like has
okay.
no symptoms. So if you don't have any symptoms, you don't take medicine.
Okay.
Okay. So, you have to just kind of watch it. So you're
okay.
in that watch it mode. So we have to, you can do surgery and just get rid of it.
Yeah.
And that way you don't have to keep on with this back and forth. You do have to do blood tests on too. But like blood tests, biopsies, ultrasounds periodically. If you got rid of it, you'd only have to take the medicine and you'd have to do blood work for the medicine maintenance because sometimes you change. Usually you'll get to a milligram,
mm-hmm.
an MCG that works for you,
mm-hmm.
and you stay like that. You just keep that blood work checked and you don't have to change your milligram doses. Because I have underactive thyroid, overactive, makes you fat.
Okay.
So anyway, I have to go get mine checked for, let's see if we need to change your dose.
Okay.
So it'd be the same thing for him. He wouldn't have a thyroid, so he'd have to take the medicine and just keep that regulated.
Right.
Now,
okay.
he is not going to jump in there and have surgery because he doesn't want to and it sounds
mm-hmm.
terrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he is not going to opt for that right away. Okay. So we're going to have to go back in August because you can't do another biopsy right away because you've irritated it. So if you went right back in there and said, well, go look again.
Right.
It'll give bad results because you've got it irritated and damaged right now.
Okay.
So in August we go back and blood lab and see her. Then 3 months from there, we get a ultrasound again to see if it's changing, you know, if it's physically changing.
Okay.
And if at any time he does become symptomatic, then we have to do something else. Like take medicine or something, or do something.
Got you.
So it's another wait. But I call that good news.
Yeah,
why isn't
too.
It? I think
right.
it's good news.
Yeah.
So even though it's going to be an aggravating inconvenience to continue to monitor the thing, at least it's not bad news. You know, it's not bad.
I agree.
And if he ever does have to have the surgery, that's not terrible. We're just gonna be putting it off because you know, Jamie, you're gonna be putting it off.
Oh man.
All of that has made his face break out really bad.
Oh, really?
He's got a fever blister on his lip because he's been real stressing.
No.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So maybe he'll get calmed down and heal up his face and heal up his fever blister. I call it a fever blister. You know, it's just a breakout.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
I gotcha.
What about
well,
you?
Well, that's good news.
What
I
goes
like
on
it.
In your world? What's
oh,
going on in your world?
Just keeping busy. With
Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Days, birthdays, everything. So, but
for your family,
good.
There were some birthdays.
My girls, my granddaughter. Yeah, everybody's birthday. Yes. How was his mom? You guys went on Friday, I hear.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We took her Thursday to a
Thursday. Okay.
To an appointment for her osteoporosis, her rheumatologist doctor, I guess you call it, or bone doctor.
Yeah.
And I hadn't met him before, so he didn't know her that well, so he didn't quite understand how she's responding. He'd ask her questions, she'd say, well, you know there was a party.
Oh, boy.
So everything came, she would circle back to there was a party.
Okay, got you.
So anyway, we just wanted him to refill her prescription, her prescription refilled, please.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that went okay, other than it took the both of us. Whoo, did it take the both of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, we asked Brittdale to have her ready, and they did. But to be honest, at the last 30 minutes or whatever, she needs a bathroom break right before we go.
Of course.
Because it's going to be a while, and we sure don't want an accident.
Right.
So I'm packing all that stuff in case there is an accident. And definitely, I insisted she go to the bathroom. That was not easy. And we would have had a hot mess had I not done that.
Oh, really?
Yep, she was already wet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had
did
to change.
Did you have pull-ups or whatever you call them?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to call it adult diapering almost at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just constantly.
Well.
And I don't know what it is that makes it so difficult. I guess think she's already been, and then, it's never.
Yeah, it changes.
Because she can't remember when she goes, other than she knows she's already been, quote, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it's an ordeal to take her somewhere like that.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, she's on her story now. She changes stories.
Mm-hmm.
The current story is that she wants to leave where she's at, and she wants to move down there. And sometimes she'll say Peachland, which is her hometown, not far from here. And she wants to go and help where the little children are.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. She's making that up. There is no little place.
Yeah.
Where the little children are. And
right,
I'm thinking, I'm having a struggle with you changing you in here, and you're
wanting to change
diapers. Hello.
Yeah.
This is.
Oh, man.
But you just have to laugh and move on.
Of course. What can you do?
Yeah.
Nice job, Scotty. I was going to say, you found those bracelets, right? Nobody got back to me.
Yes.
So I just want to make sure.
Yes,
okay.
Lord.
Okay, good, good. Okay.
Thank you, beautiful.
Yes, of course, of course. How did Mother's Day go for you guys there?
We were pretty busy considering. I mean, we don't get a chance to advertise, so we have nothing other than, do you know Carolyn Waltz that does our Facebook?
No.
She was at the Atlanta Jewelry Show. She would be one of the people, whatever those people are, the staff of the Atlanta Jewelry Show.
Okay.
She's on the phone, James.
She was one of those that
okay.
coordinated the show.
Okay.
And she also used to sell for Simon Gollum. So she showed it. Sales rep.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, good. Good, good. Can you hear me? You there?
Make posts
oh,
on Facebook.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So
very
why
nice.
Did I say that? Oh, that's the only advertising that really gets done.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we were pretty busy for Mother's Day considering.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good,
yeah.
good, good.
Yeah.
All right. Any sales on anything that you have open right now?
I can't think of anything. We'll study on it.
Okay. Anything new that you're working or needing?
Weird stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Oh, my phone's about to die. Like
okay.
somebody wants
All
a
right.
green stone for their center stone. I'm like,
gotcha.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you need anything, let me know.
You're there. Are
uh-huh.
you back from Florida? Did you
oh,
get to
yeah.
Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm back.
Cannot keep up.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
All
so
right.
hopefully you guys will need something soon.
I hope so. We need something
oh,
big. We need something
yes.
big.
Yes, we need to get something moving.
We need something big.
Yes.
Not
so.
This crazy.
But, all right. Stay
I'm
in touch.
Dusting if you wonder why I'm huffing and puffing.
Oh, you're kinda. Cleaning?
Yeah, I'm looking
oh,
under here at all this stuff falling. And then the coal bar stuff.
Oh, boy. Yeah, fun, huh?
Yeah, somebody has to do it.
Yeah, I guess so. But, okay. Right. Well, I hope to hear from you, and I'm glad everything went well.
Thank you. There goes that phone.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.